This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. Your show. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their site. Enjoy ours for free at freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls across the pond to the UK and Ziggy, who's on the line. Hello,
Hi,
Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I want to correct you on something you said last night.
Okay.
Now, you said there have been knife amnesties here. That was several years ago. It is now illegal to carry a knife. And
yes.
If you get caught doing so, you face a 2-year mandatory sentence.
So, like, even an industrial cutting knife, or is it a certain length of blade, or what's the deal?
If you're a carpenter or a plumber, or, you know, a workman, if you can prove that you are so, I think you are allowed to carry certain implements. But if you're just, you know, a normal person, such as myself, who's worried that they're going to get beaten up, you know, that's it.
You couldn't even carry, like, a Swiss Army knife, then, a little 4-inch blade or something like that? You can't carry anything like that?
No, there is a danger of going to prison for just that, yeah.
Wow. Was it a couple years? Yeah. You said it was several years. I thought it was only, like, 2 years ago they had the knife amnesty, but who's counting, huh?
But, I mean, the banned handguns 10 years ago, gun crime's gone up.
Mm-hmm.
Wait
a minute, Ziggy, are you telling me the criminals didn't turn in their guns?
No, they didn't. Strange, though, isn't it?
I guess that's why they're criminals, right?
Now they're banning knives. Knife crime's gone up.
All right, so what about throwing stars? Have those been out for years? I mean, those you can't get that either, I'm sure.
No.
Is there anything left, Ziggy? What is it that's legal to carry in Great Britain?
A stick? A big stick?
Well, you can use bad breath, I guess. It's absolutely ridiculous in this country. I mean, the trouble is, it's not just the government. It is the mentality of the people.
Oh, sure, it
is. If you say you should carry a gun, or that people should be able to carry a gun, people suddenly think you're a nut. And they go, oh, well, I saw Michael Moore's Bowling for Columbine. Now, I always point out, I've seen Michael Moore's Bowling for Columbine, and he had to admit that in Canada, where gun ownership is just as high as it is in the U.S., there's very little crime.
That's true.
I also point to Switzerland, and the fact that, you know, you can walk into any gunsmith in Switzerland and buy an Uzi with a grenade launcher with an international driving license.
That's awesome.
And carry it out. and yet, you know, Switzerland has very little gun crime.
I want a grenade launcher now. That sounds so cool.
Seriously, look it up. By the way, I've got an update for you on something.
Yeah.
Just before Christmas, I remember I came on just after I came back from a gig. Went to see New Model Army. And at the time, they couldn't get work visas to enter the United States.
Right, I saw that story.
Yeah, they are now touring the United States currently, and they are due to play in Boston on the 17th of April, I think. They are a great band, so go see them.
Which band was this? I'm sorry.
New Model Army.
All righty, then. Thank you for the recommendation, Ziggy, and thank you for the call.
You remember last week I said they were thinking about introducing, a pledge of allegiance?
Yes, Great Britain, right.
It looks like... they're not going to. The main reason is, at least one saving grace with some people on the left of politics is that they do believe in civil liberties, and they think this is fascist. But there are members of the Labour Party who will not support this.
Well, it is nice when the government people fight amongst themselves. That's always good for freedom. Thank you for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Not because it advances freedom, but because it simply slows the advance of tyranny. When you've got two different political teams arguing over the details, fighting over an issue, it's better than having them patting each other on the back and scratching each other here and there and helping each other out, which is the normal way things operate in the political circles. So we continue with your phone calls. You bring up anything. It's Dick in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm actually a recent signer of the Free State Project.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Actually, it was a lot to do with what Mark said that finally pushed me over the edge about New Hampshire and that he supports secession.
That would be secession. And
yeah. Oh, sorry.
So it was actually Mark that helped to encourage you to join the Free State Project.
It was the last nail in the coffin for me, because before I was kind of concerned I'd get there and there'd be a lot of truthers and that kind of thing up there.
There's not a lot of that.
No. There are some people here that are that believe that, but
they don't jam it down your throat. I don't have to hear that crap on a daily basis.
No, you don't see it when you're out and about.
Right. And actually, I did have a question to clarify Mark's position on secession. Now, you support New Hampshire seceding from the United States, right?
Right, seceding.
Okay, do you support yourself seceding from your shirt?
Thank you for the call, 800-259-9231. I hope he was being honest about joining the Free State Project.
I bet he was.
Because I think that's great news. And the more, the merrier, which is kind of one of the things I wanted to touch on, and that is that we were talking about recently how here in Keene, one of the activists has been driving around without a current government car registration. And the government people pulled him over, gave him a summons, and he decided to go to court and tell the judge, I'm engaged in civil disobedience. I'm not going to pay your fines.
I'm not your piggy bank.
Right, I'm not your piggy bank. I am interested in increasing your costs of enforcing these asinine laws. And the judge blinked. He let him go. He let him walk out of that courtroom without paying a dime. Of course, he wouldn't have paid if he had ordered him to pay.
I think the judge probably knew that.
He found him guilty. He said there's a fine of $83 or $85, and it's a suspended fine, so therefore you don't have to pay unless you get arrested again for something else in the next 30 to 90 days.
Well, there was an original fine of $100, then he dropped it to $85.10 or something like that. So he actually lowered it.
Yes,
and then suspended it.
Very interesting. But he got to walk out of there and keep driving around. So
he drove. Yeah, like I'm sure they must have assumed that he was going to drive away, and he did.
Now, here's my question for you, Mark. This was your first time. You were there for this. You saw the entire thing.
First time for what?
For being in the courtroom with one of these activists, civil disobedience activists.
Right.
You did not stand for the judge, as none of us did that were in there. None of the 10 people that came to support David, the individual who was on trial that day,
mm-hmm.
none of us stood for the judge. And when that judge saw us, do you remember how he left the room?
Yeah, there was all rise again. It was very strange.
The bailiff came and said, all rise. The judge walked in and was looking at the audience. And there's footage of this, by the way, on YouTube on Lauren's Tackle the World account. Anyway, you can see the judge look out at the audience. And then for some reason, he turns around, never even makes it to his chair, goes back into his chambers, and then later comes out again.
Do they have a special name for the judge's chair? Is it called a throne? I just don't know.
I don't know either. That'd be a question for a lawyer. If you know the answer, 800-259-9231. But very strange behavior on the part of the judge. I don't think he forgot anything.
Just wanted to see if we'd stand the next time?
Yeah.
Oh, they must have forgotten to stand. Let's see.
I don't know. But the fact that we didn't stand identified who we were. He knew who we were. He knew why we were there. He knew we were there to support David, activist.
And the way the case came down, the way he decided to essentially let him go for this and, not enforce their laws on him, it seemed clear to me that he wanted to get rid of him, and he knew that he'd get rid of us, and we all left in mass. There was 11 people, I think, just got up, left the courtroom once this was over, and I'm sure they all just went, phew.
Here's my question for you, Mark. What if David was alone?
I suspect they would have strung him up.
Mm-hmm. So,
now, I do like the way he said that I'm, here for civil, it's civil disobedience, and I intend to increase your costs.
Yeah.
That's all I'm hoping to do. Because it's clear, there's no way they can avoid that. It's going to cost them more money. Now, it's the government. They don't really care that much. But, he made it obvious, and I like that. So, maybe that would have worked, but certainly his chances were increased just by a large extent.
All it took were 10 activists to seriously change the face of what happened in that courtroom. And, in fact, it probably would have worked with less, because we've been there with less. The last time we were there for another activist, it was like 6.
Less of an activist means you cut off their arm. It's fewer activists.
Fewer, thanks. 800-259-9231. You can take control. More on civil disobedience and whatever you want to talk about. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called beta prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try beta prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking beta prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of beta prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include the bulletin board system. We've got a lot of posts, over 340,000 of them. In fact, over 2,000 people interacting, serious issues to fun stuff. You will find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com, and it's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. President Hillary Clinton John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose which event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to your phone calls, Samson in Minnesota, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Samson.
Hi there, Mark and Ian. I just wanted to tell you guys that I was very influenced by your interview with Terry Goodkind about a couple months ago.
Oh, okay. What about it?
Yes, specifically I wanted to talk to Mark about... Mark mentioned that he was very influenced by the character Richard from the Sword of Truth series.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Now, Mark, I'm curious as to how many of the books from the Sword of Truth series you have read.
All of them.
You've read every single book in the series.
I think there's 11 of them, 12 maybe.
It's arguable as to whether there are 11 novels in the series or 12.
Because of the one little...
One being considered a novelette, yes.
The Dead of Bones or whatever.
Now, wait a minute. What's the difference between a novelette, a novella, and a novel?
Oh, God, stop.
You know, that's very arbitrary as to what the distinction is between each of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Mark, if you are familiar with the series, I am curious as to how you feel about Richard taking off his shirt during the series.
I was getting the rim shot ready because I knew that one was coming.
Richard without his shirt quite a bit, but, you know, it's a fantasy book, right?
Mm.
So he's walking around with big pecs and ripped abs.
Yeah,
not so much with me.
Thanks for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. You've got to be getting kind of tough after doing all that work on your house, though, Mark, lifting wood and hammering things. That's got to kind of cut you a little bit, right?
I'm using that as the exercise that I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
I haven't made it to the gym in quite some time, so no, not making me exactly ripped and pushing the limits on my 32s, I must say.
32s being the size of your pants, right?
That's correct.
1-800-259-9231. We continue with your calls and talk to Dave, listening on KCAA. Hello, Dave.
Hello, gentlemen. If you remember, a few days ago I called and kind of lost my temper, and you had to cut me off the air.
Yeah, sorry we had to do that, but, you know, we got to protect our affiliates.
Well, I'll calm down today,
okay,
and I hope the radio is the last free bastion of what we call America.
Well, somewhat
free. Can I recapitulate here the story that I told you?
You may.
Sure.
My mother is mentally ill. My fiancé is mentally ill. And, of course, I had agoraphobia for over 30 years.
That's the fear of open spaces?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
It's much more than that. It's a fear of all fears. It starts out with panic attacks.
Oh, wow.
And the panic attack is so horrible, eventually you end up living in a little corner.
Oh,
it took me 30 years to go outside, and what saved me was a service dog. I got a service dog, and gradually, by taking care of that dog, I was able to function as a normal person.
Neat.
Now, service dog had to urinate. We lived in a mobile home. The people in that mobile home did not like that fact, so we went to court. The judge ordered my mother, 88 years old, extremely ill, my mentally ill fiance, and I, homeless, gave the mobile home to the park. We're talking about a multi-million-dollar corporation. The judge refused to let me play any videotapes of schizophrenia or mental disorders after asking him 15 times. Now, I asked the judge to take a transcript of what was going on. He said, no, it's his court, and if he wants transcripts, he'll take them. So, the bottom line here is, I asked you before if you will go to Cerebral Videos on YouTube and look at my fiance. She had 300 of the 325 known mental diseases. Are these the type of judges we're electing that make mentally ill people homeless because the dog has to urinate?
It's crazy.
It's pretty outrageous, man. What are you doing currently? Are you still homeless? Did you find a place to go?
Well, right now, believe it or not, they're making a motion picture of my life. But this isn't the reason it should have been made. It should have been made for maybe just being a normal citizen,
yeah.
not because judges are lunatics today.
So you've got an independent producer that's working this into a movie?
No, it's Fox. It's Fox Searchlight Pictures out there on big KCAA in Los Angeles. This story is very well known.
No kidding.
We filed an $800 million lawsuit against the county of San Bernardino.
Yeah, and what happened?
The state of California. But that's not the question. Money isn't the question. The question is, what kind of judges are we electing? And if you let me allow,
well, many of them aren't elected.
If you allow me to put this judge's name on the radio, I will, but that's
not you. You can put an allegation out there.
What kind of judges are we electing that make 87-year-old women, schizophrenic fiancés, and agoraphobics homeless because a service dog has to urinate?
What happened
Where
to the dogs?
Is
what
the
I
media?
Want to know.
Wait a minute. I wrote to Fox, ABC, NBC, CNN, every local station in Los Angeles. There were only two stations that covered this story. One was your own KCAA, where you're on here in L.A.
Yeah.
Or KCAA and Dennis Baxter covered this fully.
Okay.
And the other one was Fox TV in Los Angeles, KTTV, right?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you don't have much to complain about with the media coverage. I mean,
it was a terrible decision, though.
Right, but at least you got some coverage.
It's not better than most people get.
Right, it's not like they left you in the dark completely, and you're saying you're having a movie made about your situation, so it does seem like it did break out there. And, what's the status of your lawsuit?
Well, the status of the lawsuit, let's backtrack a little bit. First of all, when you're poor... And let me tell you, I'm not poor, gentlemen. I'm the inventor of the long-playing VH video cassette, the one that records for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours.
So you worked, was that JVC?
VHS.
No, you worked for, who did you work for at that time?
Okay, say again, sir?
Who did you work for?
I'm a self-inventor. I have five different inventions. So the judge made one big mistake. The judge thought, here's the whole crux of the matter. You know, mobile homes here in Yucaipa 10 years ago cost $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now they cost $40,000 and $80,000.
Right.
So between the judge and the lawyer, it was easy picking. This poor old family will take their mobile home, will give it to the mobile home for lieu of legal fees, and then we'll throw these people out in the street.
And he thought he was dealing with some...
Wait a minute. Let's reverse this. How mad would you guys be if you were telling me this story?
I'd be livid.
Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed. So what you're saying is the judge didn't realize he was messing with somebody who was independently wealthy, and you are going to show him, and I hope you'll keep us updated into your case's status. Thank you for the call tonight, and good luck. 800-259-9231. There are people out there that have quite a lot of wealth that don't flash it around, and those are the smart ones, by the way, and it sounds to me like he's one of those few that they picked on unknowingly. Should have done a little more research. Search there, bureaucrats. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is George Winters Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
In a world where danger situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. So enjoy those on us. The features, by the way, include live streams. We've got broadband and dial-up versions of the show, both free for you. So enjoy. freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Pork Fest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, as well as expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Continuing with your phone calls, we go to Jeff in Nevada. DJ Blaze, listening on KBZZ. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to talk about a congressional speech, and I want everybody to pay real close attention to this because I think it's important, and I think a lot of people don't know exactly what's going on.
Okay, what it is?
Well, this was back on March 17th in 1993. It says Volume 33, page 8. 1303, and it was U.S. Congressman Representative James, and help me with his last name, guys. It's spelled T-R-A-F-I-C-A-N-T.
That's Trafficante or Trafficant?
Trafficant, James Trafficant, Jr.
Trafficante.
Yeah, didn't he get in trouble a few years ago?
Yeah, because they targeted him because of this, is what I'm about to tell you. He was a Ohio representative, and I just wanted to quote a couple of things from this speech, guys, and I think it's really important that everyone pay attention because he says, Mr. Speaker, we are now in Chapter 11, and he goes on to say that currency is not money, but a money substitute. He also says that the Federal Reserve note makes no such promises and are not money. It says the Federal Reserve note is a debt obligation of the federal United States government and not money. And he goes on to talk about...
It's true. It says it on your Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah, well,
he
goes on to talk about gold and silver coin. But the most important part, I think, is what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
And, well, let me tell you this first. He basically, the Federal Reserve is not a government agency. It's a private corporation. You know, some people don't know that. But
it's true.
He says that since the federal government didn't have any assets... Now, this is, it says that they assigned the private property of their economic slaves, the U.S. citizen, as collateral. That means everybody's property was put up for collateral, is what he's saying. So all the U.S. citizens' private property is collateral against the unpayable federal debt. And he goes on to say that they also pledged unincorporated federal territories, national parks. Just like Alex Jones said, he said the international bankers and United Nations are running and operating our national parks. Now, there's plaques in front of a lot of the national parks, so what he's saying is true.
So basically, you're putting this out there. We've heard this before, and it's very interesting, that the United States government is a corporation, because that's what they do. You know, they incorporate. For instance, the city of Keene, where we live, is incorporated. You're saying the United States government is bankrupt, and some have said it's been bankrupt since the 1930s.
Well, the most important thing, I think, he says, is everybody's private property has been put up for collateral, is what he said. Exactly what I just read you, it says... Again, and I want to stress it, since the federal United States government didn't have any assets, they assigned the private property of their economic slaves, the U.S. citizen, as collateral against the unpayable federal debt. And it says they also pledged unincorporated federal territories, national parks. Yeah,
well,
so I think that,
you know,
everybody
I don't
needs...
see how they can pledge all of our assets, because they don't have any way of going and getting them. However, they do. We are their economic slaves.
Right.
That's absolutely true, because they
can pledge our labor.
They pledge our future labor, and at any rate they wish to tax us at, essentially.
He further says our children will inherit this unpayable debt and the tyranny to enforce paying it. That's what he says.
You nailed it. Right, Jeff. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Very interesting. It's fascinating stuff. But I don't know if it's true, that the whole bankrupt thing, but I mean, that's testimony from a congressperson. You'd think he would have done his research, right? And I don't know how it's relevant to anything either. I mean, whether the government was or was not bankrupt, would that make it any less tyrannical? I'm not really sure how it's relevant to the, you know, the status of freedom in America. If you can explain it to me, I'd like to know. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, would the government be less tyrannical if it wasn't bankrupt? I see. That seems unbelievable to me.
Well, you know,
governments govern, and that means to control.
I think the Representative James Traficante was right there, and we'll see him on September the 2nd, 2009, when he finally gets out of federal prison.
What did he go in for? I don't even remember what that
something
was.
To do with a houseboat, let's see, forcing his aides to perform chores at his farm in Ohio on a houseboat in Washington, D.C.
He must have taken that economic slave thing pretty seriously.
Yeah. Well, I who knows? Who knows whether he was guilty? It's difficult to know.
Yeah.
I mean, was he targeted? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they targeted him because he was talking about the slavery thing, or talking about the economic situation the country's in. It's very interesting, nonetheless. Either way, whether or not the company or the country is a corporation, and whether or not it's bankrupt, doesn't really matter to me. What matters is my ability to live life as a free individual.
Right.
And to not be molested.
Seriously compromised with our current income tax system.
There's no doubt about that. So 1-800-259-9231. Earlier we were touching on the civil disobedience that we've seen recently here in New Hampshire, and we're going to see more of in the coming months. And we've seen how successful it has been with literally just a handful of activists. A few days ago, we saw the system beginning to burst at the seams, as I would put it.
Oh, I think that's pushing it.
In the face of 10 activists. They could have put this guy in jail for not driving on, or for driving without registration. They could have done something awful to him, but they let him go.
I think we saw a judge that just wanted to not be confronted today by some civil disobedience.
You think they're going to crack down at some point, Mark?
I don't see what option they have. He essentially... But to some extent, if this continued, registering your vehicle would become optional. And as soon as people figure out registering your vehicle is optional, they're going to stop.
Good. As it should be. That's what the intention is, I think, of all of this, is to show that the purpose of all of this is to show what the government is. Is it a gang of thugs ruling with the threat of force? I say that's what it is. But there's also the possibility that it's just a voluntary society that you've opted into by not explicitly opting out of. In the world of legal land, apparently that's how things work. If you don't say no, then that means yes. Yes. And so now we're beginning to say no. We're saying no in little ways. One of us said no on car registration. Coming up here in about a month's time, in fact, exactly a month from now, on the 19th of April, some of us will be saying no to the gambling laws. And gambling for real money, it might just be pennies, but it's real money, and that's a real violation of the law, by gambling in public. And we'll see what they do then. And then maybe we'll take it the next step, and we'll have some open containers and gambling at the same time. Maybe somebody will light up a marijuana cigarette at some point. See where I'm going with this? Eventually,
right.
Nobody's
getting hurt here.
Right. Eventually, we'll just be free, and they'll be over there continuing to extract money from those poor saps who haven't noticed the fact that the rest of us are living free. So how long they can continue their little facade, I don't know. But I do know that a handful of activists has been able to accomplish some amazing things. Things I never would have considered I would have seen when living down in Florida, for
instance. If you would have tried this crap in Sarasota without anybody to go into the courtroom with you, you'd have been in big trouble.
Right. If all you've got in the courtroom is your parents, then that's not going to do you any good.
Right.
Because your parents are going to stand up just like they want you to stand up when that judge comes in the room. But if you're in there with just a handful of activists, 5 to 10 activists, and they don't stand up when that judge comes in, he knows he's dealing with some serious S. And he doesn't want to... He doesn't want it. And so he'll just give you a reason to leave. He'll give you some carefully crafted sentence that will allow him to say he found you guilty, but allows you to walk out the door so that they don't have to have you in their system anymore. And so the question here becomes, how will the face of this movement, this liberty movement, change? How much more effective will we be with twice the activists?
Significantly more. I'd say exponentially more.
How much more effective will we be when we have 10 times the activists?
I think we're going to have twice the activists by the end of the year.
Yeah, more on the way. You can take control. If you're out there watching and listening, we're going to be bringing all
things
this.
Things are changing in New Hampshire.
It's happening here. Liberty can happen in our lifetime. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, I mentioned yesterday, we've been talking kind of about civil disobedience all week long and some of the neat successes we've been seeing here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, some of the wonderful activists that we've got up here that are willing to literally put their freedom on the line for all the rest of us. They really deserve a big round of applause and really show them some appreciation. We've had some incredible successes, and there has been documentation of it. Not only have we talked about it on the air on Free Talk Live, because we were actually there this week, Mark, when this instance went down with the judge just letting one of our friends walk out of the courtroom after being arraigned on driving without a registration charges. So not only were we there to experience it in person, but we are also there with cameras in hand, video cameras. Two of us, Lauren Canario, another activist in the area, and myself, were both videotaping that particular day, and we caught a couple of things happening. We caught Russell Canning, the publisher of the New Hampshire Free Press, and another Free State Project member, being arrested. We also caught, we kind of documented the situation with the car registration trial. And those videos are now online at freekeen.com. So I mentioned that I would tell you when those were ready, and they are both online now. So you can see those at your leisure at freekeen.com. And don't worry if you misspell Keen without the extra E on the end. You'll still get to it. That's freekeen.com if you want to see the footage. And some of it's quite interesting because the bureaucrats behave very poorly. They are just so rude. And it's interesting because there's one lady who's the clerk of court here in Keen. Her name's Patty. And every interaction I've had with her until the time I walked in with a video camera was quite cordial. She's a very, very nice lady every other time I'd been in her office. But when I was holding a video camera, she acted like I was sticking a knife in her back or something like that. She was very upset and claimed that I had to ask her permission to record her in New Hampshire.
Well, that's not exactly true, Patty. You see, I pay the taxes that keep this building open.
And I do pay those taxes.
And you're welcome to get the hell out of the range of my camera.
Which is what she did, by the way. That's what she did. She brought Russell and Kat over into another room and talked with them there because she said she didn't want to be on tape. Now, I really need to work on my technique when it comes to being confronted by bureaucrats when I've got the camera because they don't like it and they try their best to persuade me to not record them. There was one guy in particular.
Well, you've got to just the simple thing is you use what these people understand, which is authority, and you say, "I'm from the press." Period. End of story. That's all.
That would work. I was also thinking of some questions I might ask if they say something. Well, you can't record me here, or whatever. I might say, "Well, do you have something to hide? I'm the press. Do you have something to hide?" How about that one?
That's confrontational. When you say, "I'm from the press," they aren't going to know what to say to that. They don't know this law that you're referring to, letter and verse.
That's a good point.
And if you say, "I'm from the press," and you are, that's going to take care of it for them, and then they're going to realize, well, then I've got some choices. I can do what everybody else does, stick up my hand and walk away or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good one. I need to remember those things when I'm going in there. The real disappointment for me was the last bureaucrat that I interacted with was one of the security guys at the courthouse. And he did not want me recording either. And I said, "Well, you let me in here with a camera. What did you expect me to do?" He said, "Well, it was only for you to record in the courtroom with the permission of the blah, 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 blah." And he said, "Well, I don't want to be recorded. Will you please turn that off?" Now, the way he asked it didn't say I had to turn it off. He asked me to turn it off. And the reason I did was because he had my keys. I had to give up my keys to get into the courthouse. And
why'd you have to give up your keys? I didn't have to give up mine.
Well, they had a knife on them.
Oh, there you go. So, take the little knife off your keys.
I know. More preparation next time will make things better. But these are the things we learn, right? See, we're learning as we're going through doing this activism stuff. And the more you interact with these people, the better you hone your craft, the better you will hone your questions for them. And we're just going to get better. We're going to get better at this. And there are going to be more of us. There were two cameras on the scene the other day, but if there were five, that would have been even better. The more activists with cameras, the better off we are going to be, as far as I'm concerned. These bureaucrats are frightened to death. They do not want to be recorded. They will run away.
Yep.
They run into their little hidey holes, their little secret doors and stuff.
The gun polishers out there that think we're going to see liberty in our lifetimes by shooting the bureaucrats, I totally understand why it is that they're upset. And I know that, some guys' reaction, the first thing that they want to react to is violence when they're being forced by, with government force to do things. It's essentially violence enacted on them. They want to react with violence. I get that. And I can see why they want to go that way. But the bureaucrats understand how to handle guns.
Oh, yeah.
And they're very, very
good. That's what they're trained in.
You're going to die in a hail of bullets, and the press will report that you are a madman who is stalking around shooting innocent people.
Those poor victims.
And whereas with cameras, we win.
Yeah, you can shoot people with cameras and not hurt them. You only hurt their pride or something like that. They look like they're hurt. Oh, you're recording me. Well, you are a public servant, aren't you? Isn't that what they claim? Are they a public servant operating in a public place? Or is this a private business? Am I standing in a private business or a place that is public property? Because if it's a private business, well, I must have made a mistake. I'll respect your private property and get out of here. Wait, I paid the rent for this.
Right, and I think that's another thing you could say is, I'm from the press and this is public property.
Yeah. That's a great line, Mark. I'm from the press. This is public property. Got to remember that stuff. Anyway, see the videos at freekeen.com, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Quick story, Mark, about the school bus. What happened?
Well,
an out-of-control school bus.
Yeah, from sfgate.com.
And a hero.
A 15-year-old girl who stopped her out-of-control school bus was hit with a Saturday detention because she was supposed to be in class when the accident happened.
But wait a minute. How was she on the school bus and supposed to be in class at the same time?
Tell you that. Marina High School student Amanda Rouse was on the bus with 40 elementary school students Wednesday morning when the driver fell out of her seat after a turn and hit her head.
Oh, my goodness.
Rouse jumped up and applied the brakes, bringing the bus to a halt after striking two parked cars. But no one was injured. Rouse said she was punished because she wasn't supposed to be on the bus in the first place. Rouse said she fell ill on the way to school, but instead of calling in sick, she asked the bus driver for a lift back to the bus yard before the accident happened. She must attend Saturday school as a punishment for failing to call in sick that day.
I'm confused. Wait a minute.
Okay.
She was sick. She didn't call in. Why did she get on an elementary school bus?
She's a 15-year-old girl. The bus is used to pick up, you know, they do different shifts. All students don't go to school at the same time. There's
right.
first the high school shift, the middle school shift, and the elementary
shift. So she was on the bus.
She was on her way back to the bus yard because she was not feeling well.
So she got on the bus that morning to go to high school.
Correct.
Came down, felt nasty, and she stayed on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And the bus driver was going to take her back to
the bus yard.
The bus yard.
She was. She has to attend Saturday school for actually failing to call in sick. So if she had used her cell phone, assuming she had one, to call in sick that day,
or called when she got home,
everything would have been. Well, she never got the chance to call in when she got home.
Ah, because she was in the hospital.
Well, she was. There was a wreck. No one was injured. There was a wreck, and she didn't do it in time. You have to do it by the time.
I see.
So there you go.
So that was it.
She's in trouble with the school because she made the wrong decision, said Rouse's grandmother, Sally Carell. But I can't help but believe that she was there where God wanted her to be. The spokeswoman just sounds entirely insane to me. A spokesperson for the Monterey Peninsula Unified School District.
Wait, I thought that was her grandmother.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But, she says she got in trouble with the school because she made the wrong decision. What wrong decision?
Oh, that was a spokesperson or the grandmother?
That was a grandmother.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
What was her wrong decision? I suppose not calling the school.
There are rules that must be followed.
But you have to assume that she has a cell phone, and I don't think we can safely assume that. I'm certain that the school can't safely assume that. She was ill. She did not make the wrong decision. Now, if she had a cell phone, she should have called, but there should be no requirement that she actually has a cell phone. As a matter of fact, there shouldn't be a requirement that there's a phone in the house at all.
That's a good point. You're absolutely right.
A spokesperson for the Monterey Peninsula Unified School District could not immediately be reached on Saturday.
Well, they don't like to say things anyway.
No, they're not going to say anything of any value anyway.
Stinking bureaucrats.
1-800-259-9231. Absolutely. You know, I'm surprised, Mark, that they didn't actually charge her with, you know, operating a motor vehicle without a permit or something like that.
Oh, she'll probably get sued by the car's owners in order to and have to pay for it.
Because you can guarantee that she doesn't have a CDL.
That's true.
she might have her learner's permit, but she's not licensed to operate a school bus, that's for sure. So I guess if you want to look on the bright side of this case, is they could have charged her with something, and they didn't.
Saturday school still, it's telling her she did something wrong.
Yeah, and her grandmother agrees with the state.
Sort of-ish. I think her grandmother's delirious.
Maybe so, but it really is. It's an infection of this delirium, Mark, infects so many people, to where if you break the law or you don't follow all the rules 100%, then for some reason you're bad. Well, no, the rules are stupid, and government schools are terrible, and really, if you want your kids to get a good education, you should get them out. 800-259-9231. Lou Rockwell says to cancel the presidential election. What? We'll explain coming up in Hour 3. Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Hi, neighbor.